Penguin Random House Audio presents The Emperor's Revenge by Clive Cussler and Boyd Morrison. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue, St. Helena, April 28, 1821. Lieutenant Pierre Delacroix cursed himself for his overconfidence. He had taken a huge risk by sailing into the pre-dawn twilight, hoping to get just a few miles closer to the rocky cliffs on the north side of St. Helena before sunup. A British frigate, one of the 11 guarding the remote island, appeared around the coast and turned in their direction. If his submarine were caught on the surface in broad daylight, the mission to free Napoleon Bonaparte from exile would be over before it began. Delacroix lowered his spyglass and called down through the hatch, "Prepare to dive the boat!" Three men quickly lowered the sail in the gusting wind. With the bright sun at his back, Delacroix took one last look at the approaching frigate before ducking below and closing the copper hatch. His nostrils flared at the rank odor of 15 men packed together inside the cramped quarters. "Did they spot us?" asked Yves Beaumont, a frown creasing his forehead. Though he kept his voice calm, his eyes flicked incessantly toward the closed portal, betraying his anxiety. The experienced alpinist had nonchalantly stood on ledges at heights that would cause normal men to faint in fear, but the idea of submerging inside the confines of a hollow metal and wooden tube terrified him. Delacroix had no such claustrophobia, one reason why he was the perfect man to lead the mission on the world's first operational submarine. "We'll know if they've seen us soon enough, Monsieur Beaumont." They'd also soon know if the sub would be able to withstand submerging.